英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Mondays.
Monday 就是要读一读赏心悦目的美文，再给大家带来一篇啊魔幻小故事，一篇魔幻小文，但你别说它小啊，相当的精彩，活灵活现，用词非常的生动，而且主题也非常可爱。
Yeah, today's story is a little bit like a bedtime story. It's a bit like a fairy tale, I think. It is about something we all love to do, don't we?
这个故事呢，其实它要讲的这个故事的核心啊，是一件事儿。哎呀，一件什么事儿呢？一件咱们生活当中多多少少啊都会做的事儿。所以你别看它是一个有些魔幻的小故事，其实说的呢都是生活中我们每天可能都会做的事儿。那么这个标题呢啊叫做 The Gossip
Gremlin。
好，先来说一说 Gossip, right? 这就是今天的关键词。Gossip, 啊看过美剧吗 ?Gossip Girl?
Oh yeah, Gossip Girl, that is that series, right? That, like about a bunch of mean girls who gossip all the time. Okay, what is to gossip? Well, to gossip, that is to make fun of someone, even though he or she did not do anything wrong. You just make up lies about that person to make you look better or to make you feel better. That's gossiping.
大家现在都爱看美剧 Gossip Girl, 肯定看过了哈，叫什么绯闻女孩。其实这个 gossip 的意思呢就是什么呀，说小话啊，传播小道消息是吧、
yeah.
说一说别人发生这个事儿啊那个事儿啊，不一定有时候是真实发生了，但是呢可以你自己编造一下嘛、
yeah.
为了让自己感觉更好一点。
Yeah, and like, it can be very subtle. Like, you can, for example, say, oh, did you see the trousers that Jing Jing was wearing yesterday? So ugly.
Oh.
Like, that is, like, very mean to gossip, but it wouldn't necessarily hurt Jing Jing that much. But you can also say, like, oh, did you hear about, that guy's family member? He had, like, committed a very bad crime and, like, make everyone believe that.And then it's not true, and that is like actually very damaging to that person.
解释得很清楚，舅舅老师还举了很多生动的例子，其实就是说八卦，说别人的八卦，传播一些小道消息啊，爱嚼嚼舌根，就这意思。那么 Gremlin 这词儿咱们见得很少，它就是一种童话中的什么小精灵啊，小魔怪的意思。
Yeah, a gremlin, that's like a fantasy creature. They're usually very small, and they are like a bit hairy,And they look a bit like a troll with hair, with fluffy fur.
哈哈，所以呢，这标题就叫做嘘，你嚼舌根的时候有小魔怪在听哦。今天这篇文章轻巧俏皮的文风，跳跃别致的故事语汇，就像一个令人睁大眼睛聆听的睡前故事一样。故事讲了什么呢？一群孩童哈和一只爱听小道消息的小魔怪，他们之间的故事。
Yeah, it's about a gossip gremlin. Well, you know now what a gremlin is, but why is he called a gossip gremlin, you would think? Well, it's because this gremlin, he eats gossip.
Oh, 这个小魔怪呀、啊、他吃什么东西呢？原来啊，他就要以 gossip 为食。
Yeah, and every time someone gossips, he grows bigger and bigger.
每当听到有人传播小道消息的时候，他就会慢慢的长大长大长大，直到最后他长成了一个巨怪。
Yeah, in the end, he is so big and so scary that he is even dangerous.
这个故事呢发生在学校里了哈，小魔怪呢在学校里跑丢了，那最后呢长成一个巨怪，谁来解决这个问题，谁来打怪呢？校长想出了一个聪明的办法。
Yeah, the headmaster of the school, he devises a very good method to defeat the gremlin for once and for all.
所以今天这个是个精彩的故事，同时今天的词汇非常的漂亮，用于我们平时写一些形容的类的小文章啊，太有用了。好了，接下来我们就一起听起来今儿的美文故事。
The Gossip Gremlin. Happy birthday, Princess. Mom and Dad presented the large box to the 12-year-old Amy with great pride.
What is it, Daddy?
Amy squealed with excitement. She tore the wrapping paper.
It is a pet, is it?
She squealed, and then she stopped and just stared down in wonder. Standing in the middle of the box, just barely 3 inches tall, was a tiny human-like figure. It had arms and legs, a head, and a face, but it was so oddly shaped. Its legs were furry, and the fur was a flow of purples, greens, and pinks. The feet were not feet at all, but tiny hooves. The hooves had toes with sharp, tiny toenails for gripping. The torso, the arms, neck, and face were similarly wildly colored, so bright it hurt their eyes, and its head was so pointy, so it always looked surprised and fascinated. Amy named the gremlin Stanley. Every time she called its name, it squeaked and did a little dance. Stanley stayed in his box, very happy at first, but then he slowly got sick. One night, Amy was watching Stanley and talking to Courtney, her friend, on the phone. "Courtney, do you see what Janie was wearing? Wow, it was so stupid. She has such ugly clothes." Just then, a big squeak erupted from the little box. Stanley jumped on his feet and did a dance. "Courtney, it's Stanley. He got better. We were gossiping and he suddenly got well. He eats gossip, Courtney. He eats gossip." And it was true. Each time Amy gossiped, Stanley grew larger.
好，这小精灵是从哪里来的呢？是一个礼物。
Happy birthday, princess! Mom and Dad presented the large box to the 12-year-old Amy with great pride.
原来是一个生日礼物呀。这位叫 Amy 的小女孩啊，过生日的时候呢 ,Mom and Dad, 爸爸和妈妈十分自豪地 present, 送上了，给她呈上了一个 large box, 大盒子。给多大年纪的女孩呢 ?12-year-old, 12岁的 Amy, with great pride, 极大的。带着极大的骄傲和自豪。
What is it? What is it, Daddy? Amy squealed with excitement.
好，这里啊有一个小女孩的那种天真的啊，很天真的那种。
Yeah. She's very happy and very innocent, it seems.
猜测，哎，是什么呀 ？What is it? What is it, Daddy? 是什么？是什么？这是什么呢？啊 ，squealed with， 这是一个新单词，大家可以猜一下。说这种话的时候什么心情啊
？Well, to squeal is like a long, high sound. It's like wah, like that. That is squeal.
啊，这位老师已经模仿出来了。
wah,
外国人也说哇呀。
Yeah, yeah. Also,、oh. it's like something like mixed as an ah with wow, I guess.
哇啊啊的类似这种声音。
Something like that. Yeah.
记得 squealed 啊，带着这种 excitement, 兴奋的尖叫起来。
She tore the wrapping paper.
好，注意啊，我们这个整篇里面有很多的这种动词搭配。Tore, tear 的过去式。Tore, 撕开。Wrapping paper, 是什么？就是包装纸。
Yeah, it's the paper you use to wrap a gift, to pack a gift with.、
嗯、注意积累啊，这些生活当中的常用词汇。
It is a pet, is it?
是不是个小宠物啊？没错吧。
She squealed, and then she stopped.And just stare down in wonder.、
啊、他再一次呢 squeal 的尖叫了起来，然后呢停下来了 ,stare down. 哎，我们学过 stare 凝视，还没有学过它跟 down 向下搭配在一起是个什么意思，就是还是凝视的意思。
Yeah, to look down to, for a long time, like to gaze, to look down for a longer time.
In wonder.啊，带着好奇。
Yeah, well, you look or stare at something in wonder, you look at it with great curiosity and interest. Like, you're really like, wow, I'm amazed.
对了，惊讶地凝视着盒子里的东西，一看就是前所未见。接下来这一段啊，描写这个小动物的出场，大家赶紧展开你的想象力啊，想象一下，我们来学这些生动的用词。
Standing in the middle of the box,Just barely 3 inches tall, was a tiny human-like figure.
好, standing, 站在盒子的中间, in the middle of the box. Just barely, 大概也就是个只是三, 3 inches tall, 三英寸高的一小人儿。
Yeah, an inch, like I'm sure you heard of that, but an inch is equal to 2.54 centimeters.
三英寸高，嗯，不高。然后呢 ，tiny， 细小，极小的人形 ，human-like figure.
It had arms and legs.
它有胳膊，有腿
，a head and a face.
啊，有头也有脸。
But it was so oddly shaped.
但就是吧。形状很奇怪 ,oddly, odd, 奇怪的 ,oddly, shaped, 这里做动词长什么形状长得奇怪。
Yeah, it looks really strange. Its legs were furry.
它的腿呢是 furry, 啊是毛茸茸的 ,furry, 啊腿毛茸茸的。
And the fur was a flow of purples, greens, and pinks.
好前面是 furry,很好的是后面出现了一个它的名词形式 fur, F-U-R, 这就是毛。
Yeah, something that is furry, usually an animal, that is covered with hair.
对了小动物们啊都有皮毛这身皮毛呢就叫做 fur。它的 fur 呢是一个 flow of, a flow of.
Yeah, a flow of something is a supply of something that doesn't seem to stop, so it was just a lot of.A flow of something continuously.
啊就是说呢是一大片的哈、
yeah.
或者是很多的许许多多的。什么颜色啊 ?Purples, 紫色。绿色 ,greens and pinks, 还是粉红色。哎呦是这样的一些毛茸茸的啊颜色。
The feet were not feet at all, but tiny hooves.
脚呢却也不是脚但是呢是很小的 hooves。小蹄子 hooves.
Yeah, a hoof, that is the hard part of a horse or a goat's foot. It's like that big hard thing, and when they step on your toe, it hurts like terrible.
蹄类动物啊它们的足叫做 hooves,
yeah.
hooves.
The hooves had toes with sharp, tiny toenails for gripping.
诶可是你看它那个蹄子上吧却又有脚趾、mm-hmm. 又有 toes.
That would look really strange, I think.
太奇怪了。这个 toes 呢它还有 sharp, 尖尖的 tiny, 小小的脚指甲 toenails, 来干嘛呢 ?gripping, 来抓握 ,grip, G-R-I-P, 来抓握。
Yeah. To grip, that means to hold something tightly, so he could like,grab something, like, and hold it very tight, grip.
通常是有蹄没有脚有脚没有蹄对吧这个既长着蹄又有脚还有小指甲啊还有脚指甲完了还能抓握还有小钩子。
The torso, arms, neck, and face were similarly wildly colored.
好这里又是个新单词 ,torso.T-O-R-S-O.
Your torso, that is the upper part of your body. That's like the part you always train in the gym. Like every guy, at least, they want to have like a big torso.
那就是我们的躯干部分了，叫做 torso. 躯干呢，手臂呢，脖子呢，脸呢，它都是 similarly widely colored.
Yeah, so they were also like colored in various colors. Like, so his like fur was purple and green and pink, but his torso as well.
你想就 wild, 就是那种野外的啊，没就无拘无束的，没有规范的。
Yeah, there's no guideline or nothing, like he didn't went to the hairdresser or something.
当他修饰 colored, 这个做动词的时候啊出现什么样的颜色呢就是乱七八糟的颜色各种各样的颜色都有、
yeah.
啊全身。
So bright, it hurt their eyes.
哇原来英文当中也有闪瞎谁的眼这样一种说法。
Yeah.
So bright, 太亮丽了以至于能够什么呀闪瞎观看者的双眼。
And its head was pointy, so it always looked surprised and fascinated.
它这头是个什么形状呢 ?pointy, point, 学过啊尖的尖 ,pointy, 尖尖的。
Yeah, I think we studied this last week. pointy is like the very like sharp, and just like a pencil, when you sharpen it, it has a pointy end.
头是尖尖的啊。
Yeah, so his head was like basically sort of triangle shape. So it always looked surprised and fascinated.
所以他看上去呢，总是有一种啊惊讶和啊着迷的感觉。所以一个活灵活现的小精灵的形象跃然纸上啊，通过这样一些形容，多高啊， tiny human like figure， 又有头有脸有手有脚啊，又有蹄啊，头还尖尖的、
yeah.
看上去就是一副惊讶和着迷的感觉。
In my head this creature looks so weird. It looks like yeah, like an alien almost.
是啊，所以这些魔幻小文章嘛，所以就让你展开你的想象力了。你能想象出这是个什么样的小动物呢？或者是这个小物体呢？它还不是个动物，它是个小物体。
Yeah.
啊，是个小精灵，很可爱吧。
Amy named the gremlin Stanley.
Named somebody, 做动词用，给谁起名儿。Amy 呢，就给这个小精灵啊，起了个名字叫斯坦利 ,Stanley。
Every time she called it its name, it squeaked and did a dance.
有趣的是，每次她一叫她的名字啊，哎，她就发出一种 squeak 的声音。刚才我们说了 ，Amy 打开盒子的时候是 squealed 的声音。
Yeah.
这里来了一个词，很相似，叫 squeak。
Well, squeak is a shorter version of squeal. Basically, squeak is like that sound, just like a peep.Like a bird.
哎呦好像啊。
Yeah.
哎好像啊、
squeak.
这个声音就是这种尖而短促的声音。
Yeah, like little animals, they usually like squeak a bit.
好就叽叽叽的声音啊尖叫的。每次一叫他名字他就叫一声，而且呢还能跳起舞来 did a dance.
Stanley stayed in his box. Very happy at first.
一开始呢 ,Stanley 就待在他的盒子里还非常的开心了。
But then, he slowly got sick.
诶但是呢没过多久啊慢慢的他就生病了。Got sick, 变得不舒服起来。
One night, Amy was watching Stanley and talking to Courtney, her friend, on the phone.
有一天晚上 ,Amy 看着 Stanley, 一边呢就是看着他啊一边守护着他。然后呢就一边啊跟这个 Courtney 他的朋友呢打电话聊天。
Courtney, did you just see what Janie was wearing? Wow, it was so stupid.
上来就是一个直接英语啊，他跟 Courtney 打电话，12岁的小女孩之间会说什么呢？
Yeah, they already say like bad things like her.、
Oh.
Like Courtney,Did you see what Janie was wearing?
又已经在说别人的坏话了。
Yeah.
Courtney, 诶你看到 Janie 穿什么衣服了吗？简直是太丑了，太蠢了。Wow, it was so stupid. She has such ugly clothes. 她怎么穿得这么丑呢？
Just then, a big squeak erupted from the little box.
诶就在他们刚刚说完这句话的时候，就听到一声大大的 squeak.
Yeah, a squeak that is like the noun.From the verb to squeak, like a squeak is like that sound that you make when you squeak.
难道这个单词既能做动词用，表示尖叫，哎，同时也能够表示尖叫的声音？
Yeah.
大大的一声尖叫声啊 ,erupted. Erupt 这词儿本来是形容火山喷发的。
Yeah, it is originally from a volcano. A volcano erupts. But if something comes out of something, like quite sudden and fast,You can also say it erupts.
对，它是突然的爆发的意思。Erupt, E-R-U-P-T. 突然间就从这个小盒子里爆发出一声尖声的叫声。
Stanley jumped to his feet and did a dance.
Stanley jumped to his feet. 这是什么意思啊？
But he got up and like he imagine that you lie on the floor or on the bed and then suddenly you jump and then you stand on your feet.That's exactly what jumped to his feet was.
如果你觉得这词好啊，请你切万记下来，它就是一跃而起的意思。
Exactly.
鲤鱼打挺，一下就站起来，突然间就病好了。And did a dance. 还跳了个舞。
Courtney, it's Stanley. He got better. We were gossiping, and he suddenly got well.
Courtney, 你看啊，是 Stanley. 他现在好多了。我们刚才正好在说闲话的时候，他突然间就好多了。
He eats gossip. Courtney, he eats gossip.
原来他会吃 gossip 这个东西呢 Courtney. He eats gossip. 原来他特别爱听嚼舌根这就是他的药啊。
Yeah, it's like his medicine. And it was true. Each time Amy gossiped, Stanley grew larger.
而事实也的确如此。每当 Amy 嚼舌根的时候 ,Stanley 都会变得更大。
Then came the Thursday when Amy broke the rules and she sneaked Stanley into her backpack and took him to school. All of the sixth grade girls gathered to hold Stanley and pet him and tell him how cute he was. And then they started. Nikki called Cassie a dumb girl. Sandra has ugly hair. Linda was mean to Susan. And with each tiny piece of gossip, Stanley did a little yip, a backflip, danced, and grew bigger and fatter. The girls didn't notice it happening, but as the gremlin was handed from girl to girl, he slipped through their hands to the floor and ran off. Courtney, where's Stanley? Amy whispered when class had already started. For the next 5 minutes, everyone in the class was sure Amy had lost her mind, since she was throwing the things in her backpack everywhere. Suddenly, from the back of the room, near the door, came a low-pitched yip. Stanley stood on the assignments table. He was now 3 feet tall and very, very fat. The students began to panic at the appearance of the large, fat gremlin. It gave a low yelp, then danced and flipped. But he was so large by now that he broke the table and escaped into the hallway. The frightened students rushed into the halls, seeing tufts of multicolored fur flying everywhere.
Then came the Thursday when Amy broke the rules.
好，周四来了，周四来了。Amy 呢，这一下决定要打破规矩 ，broke the rules， 打破规矩。
And she sneaked Stanley into her backpack and took him to school.
看这个动词 ，sneak。S-N-E-A-K 像不像那个 snake 那个单词啊
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. You can imagine that. Like snakes, they always do something sneaky in a way, right?
对啊你看 snake 是蛇对吧
Yeah.
那 sneak 呢就像蛇一样偷偷的悄悄的
Yeah, secretly, like something very clever, but it should be a secret because it's actually not so like as it's supposed to.
聪明的但是呢悄悄的
Yeah.
聪明悄悄的这个偷偷的 sneaked into sneak 啊，偷偷的把 Stanley 呢放到他的 backpack 书包咱们那双肩背啊就叫做 backpack 啊，后背的包然后呢就把他带到学校里去了
All of the 6th grade girls gathered to hold Stanley and pet him and tell him how cute he was
你想想他要是带一个小家伙到学校里去岂不是大家都会关注吗
Yeah, everyone would like that.
不仅要关注而且还要上前去抚摸和玩耍是不是所有的六年级的女孩们全都聚集在一起 gathered to hold Stanley. 每人都捧着他啊爱抚他 pat him, 悄悄的这轻轻的拍他然后就告诉他哇多可爱啊 how cute he was, how adorable he was.
And then, they started...
然后他们就继续开始 started what?
Gossiping.
对呀、啊、然后就开始他们的 gossiping. 其实大家觉得这文章里写的比较夸张对不对但是你想一想其实读书的时候孩子之间已经开始在说 gossip 了。
Yeah, like it happens so fast before you know it. People gossip. It's like a nature thing, I think.
有人的地方就有 gossip.
Yeah.Nikki called Cassie a dumb girl.
对这段话全是女生之间的 gossip 啊，当然男生之间也有了。
Yeah,
Nikki 老师把这段话描绘得如此惟妙惟肖。
Yeah, it was really, really great in like describing that the tone of it.
Nikki called Cassie a dumb girl.
Sandra has ugly hair.
Sandra has ugly hair.
Linda was mean to Susan.
Linda was mean to Susan.
And with each tiny piece of gossip, Stanley did a little yip, a backflip, danced, and grew bigger and fatter.
首先呢是 Nikki, 叫 Cassie 呢给她起个外号叫 Dumb Girl. 给你起外号这事儿哈。
Yeah, Dumb Girl is a bit like, yeah, mean to say to someone, right?
傻子。
Yeah.
说她是个傻子。Sandra has ugly hair. 啊、oh, Sandra 这个发型真是太难看了。Linda was mean to Susan. Linda 对 Susan 太刻薄了。
And with each tiny piece of gossip, Stanley did a little yip.
每听到一句 each tiny piece,、gossip 是按一条一条的算的。Tiny piece.
Yeah, so、
gossip.
Everyone was just gossiping a little bit. Like they were not telling a whole story about like how bad a person was. I mean, that's gossiping too, but that's not usually how gossiping starts.、Hmm. It usually starts with like,little remarks about someone.
其实就生活中那些特别小的事情、
yeah.
发型啊对吧今天穿的什么呀
Exactly, exactly. And it goes on and on and in the end someone is accused of like some terrible crime which is totally not true.
对啊那个我们的小学渣兔兔说 dumb girl 就傻不拉几的很生动对他其实这些用词就是这样子
Exactly.
所以大家要尽可能的用这种生动俏皮的语言来翻译。然后哎呦没听到这一条 gossip, Stanley 的反应就很剧烈啊。他就首先呢 ,did a little yip.
Yeah, if an animal, but in this case a gremlin, does a little yip, it makes a sound similar to yip.、
Oh.
It's like high pitched, it's like squeaking, but then it sounds like yip, basically.
明白了。就像刚才那个放高音版的这个 squeak 一样。但是呢听着有点像 yip, 这个意思
yeah,
有点像 yes.、
Like yes.Like, yes, idea.
然后做了一个后空翻, a backflip.
Yeah, a backflip. That is like a movement that you form your body into a bow and you jump backwards.
Wow.
And then you land, I guess, on your legs. I personally never were able to do a backflip. So like, I wouldn't know.
开心的动作。又做后空翻不得了。我们只能先慢慢地爬到地上然后把头接触到地面然后慢慢地转一转。翻过来只能这样、接触地面的空翻啊，然后就跳起舞来了跳起舞来 danced and grew bigger and fatter 一下呢同时就变得更大和更胖了别忘了 he eats gossip
the girls didn't notice it happening
但是女孩们完全没有注意到 Stanley 发生的变化
but as the gremlin was handed from girl to girl
就在他被什么手间传递的时候 handed 又是一个动词你的手上传到我的手上我的手上传到他的手上
Yeah, given to everyone like so in turn so like if I give my phone to Jing Jing and Jing Jing gives it to someone else then she hands my phone
就在这样传递的时候呢突然间
He slipped through their hands
滑落了他从手里滑落下来 slipped through their hands
to the floor
滑到了地板上
and ran off
这下可好让他给逃跑了 ran off 再一次说 off 这个词离开了什么
yeah he ran away
逃离了这下小精灵给跑掉了这下事儿大了
Courtney where's Stanley
Courtney Stanley 在哪儿呢
Amy whisperedWhen class had already started.
当这个课堂都已经开始了的时候啊 ,Amy 还在低声地问到说 Courtney, 快 ,Stanley 到哪儿去了
?For the next 5 minutes, everyone in class was sure Amy had lost her mind.
就在接下来的这五分钟啊班里的每个人都认为 Amy 肯定是疯了 ,lost her mind, lost one's mind.
Yeah, that means to become crazy.To lose your mind, that means to become crazy. So if someone is acting like he or she lost her mind, then someone is behaving like he or she is crazy.
对美语口语当中呢常用这个短语 lose one's mind, 就是说疯了啊，已经丧失理智了字面意思丧失理智。这个时候能不慌吗你说说啊，小精灵都逃跑了他能不 lost her mind 吗
Since she was throwing the things in her backpack, everywhere.
他疯到什么程度啊？他着急啊，他把他包里所有的东西全部扔得到处都是。Throwing the things in her backpack everywhere. 找啊找啊，他就怕那个小精灵藏在包里了。
Suddenly, from the back of the room near the door, came a low-pitched yip.
就在这个时候，突然间，从这个教室的后门的位置，From the back of the room, near the door, Kim 传来了一声 low-pitched yip.
Yeah, low-pitched, that is like a tone, a sound that is very deep and low. So instead of yip, he said yip.
哎呀，这个声音就跟之前完全不一样了。
Yeah, definitely not the same. But I mean, imagine like a small bird that makes like a very...little squeaky sound, right? I mean, even like small people, they have a higher voice than really big people.
它这个 pitch 的意思呢，就是那种音调、
yeah.
啊，音调 high pitched 就是高音调的 low pitched 低音调的。你看看小鸟的声音啊，就很小，是吧 ？High pitched.
Yeah.
你看一个 bear 熊，一个大。熊的声音呢，它就是 low pitched,
yeah.
它就很浑厚啊。
Yeah, it has to do, I think it has to do with body size, like the bigger you are, the lower your voice.
对呀、啊、你的 body 越大，你的这个共振和回音就越大，是吧、
yeah.
越浑厚、啊、越小，那小鸟说话都是这样叽叽喳喳的。小鸟就是这样，这 high pitched 说话的，熊就不一样了。所以这个时候谁的声音啊？
Stanley,stood on the assignment table.
原来是 Stanley. 他现在是站在 assignment table, assignments, 作业课桌上。
Yeah, you have like in classrooms, I don't know actually if you have that in China, but like you can have in a classroom a table where like all the students like present their,
homework.
Like, yeah, they're like bigger assignments. So like a paper they have to write or like just some, like a combination of articles they have to write and then combine it together. And then they have to put it on the table so that other students can see what they've done.
Oh, 所以它是一个反正是交作业的这么一个课桌上。
Yeah, sort of presentation table, you can say.
Oh, 也算是 presentation table.
Yeah. He was now,3 feet tall and very fat.
不得了了，他现在呢，大概有3英尺了。小的时候是3英寸不到吧 ？Three
yeah.
inches. 现在是 3 feet tall, 长了10倍。
Yeah, 1 foot is like 12 inches, so it's about 30 centimeter. So he was now 3 feet tall. So imagine he was like only 3 inches, so he was like not even 10 centimeters, and now he's already 3 times 30 centimeters, that's 90 centimeters.
体型还很胖 ,very fat, 这成一个怪物了是不是
?Yeah, I mean, with so much gossip around.
哎呀，这下教室里开始恐慌起来了。
The students began to panic at the appearance of the large fat gremlin.
大家看这个词，一旦是由出现恐慌，必然会出现 panic, P-A-N-I-C. 你看那些美国大片里面、啊、
yeah,
怪物来了、yeah. 妖怪出现了，不明飞行物来了，大家都惊慌失措的时候，这就叫做 panic.
Exactly, you see that a lot in American movies, definitely. People are all panicking about everything because chaos everywhere.
对，还有一些喜欢整人的那些片子，你会看到整别人的时候，经常把别人弄得就是就叫丈二和尚摸不着头脑，很惊慌很惊恐的样子，就是 panic. 然后学生们开始出现恐慌。
It gave a low yelp, then danced and flipped.
同时呢，是因为 at the appearance of something, 就是在某物的出现的时候。Appear 是出现嘛。
Yeah, to appear is to emerge, to come forward, to suddenly be there. Well, an appearance is the noun. So the fact that he was there, that he appeared.
所以呢 at the appearance of something 也是一个常用的短语哈，就是说在什么出现的时候出现了，出现就在这个大大的肥肥的魔怪出现的时候呢，教室里开始出现了恐慌，他呢发出了一声 it gave a low yelp。
Yelp is almost the same as yip, but it doesn't really sound like yelp. It's more like whelp something.
是吗？
Yeah.
怪怪的这些象声词。
It's a bit of a weird, you pronounce the Y in yelp, like oo. So like you say whelp.
Whelp.
Yeah, something yelp. Like that.
Yip, yip, 和 yelp.
Yeah, exactly. Well done.
不一样的。
Yeah, it's not the same, but yeah, the idea behind it is the same. It's like a sound that an animal or maybe even a human makes when he or she is angry or excited.
写童话的作家真是不得了。你瞧人家这些用词。
Yeah.
同样是叫声，这得有多少个了。Squeal, squeak, yip, flip, yelp.Yelp 的声音啊，这次他没有发出 Yip 的声音了，他发出的是 Y-E-L-P Yelp 的声音，第一声，然后仍然跳了个舞，并且还做空翻。
Yeah, then danced and flipped. But he was so large by now that he broke the table and escaped into the hallway.
可是他现在已经长得太大了，以至于 now that he broke the table. 哟吼，把课桌给砸坏了，同时 escaped into the hallway 走廊，那没办法啊，现在只好逃走了呀，就逃到走廊上去了。
The frightened students rushed into the halls.
同学们都吓坏了，受到惊吓的 the frightened students.
Yeah, they were so scared, they were frightened. Like, frightened is even stronger than being scared or afraid. Like, if you're frightened,They are really, really scared.
惊慌失措的同学们呢，全都冲进了走廊 ,rushed into the hall, seeing
tufts of multicolored fur flying everywhere.
他们看到的是 tufts, 这个 T-U-F-T, 没见过哈，这个词是一簇簇的，一团团的。
Well, if you have a cat or a dog, then you know what a tuft is. Because, like, usually in summer when it's very hot,Animals, they all lose their hair in little clutches, in little pieces that are tufts of hair. So little bundles of hair that are just flying around somewhere or even little feathers or little patches of other fur that are called tufts.
养过猫狗的同学们都知道哈，每到春夏的时候猫猫狗狗会掉毛，掉下来的毛一团团一簇簇就叫做 tufts of fur.
Yeah.
那他也掉毛了，掉什么毛呢？ Multicolored, 那种 多重颜色的。
Yeah, it has all kinds of colors. Because remember when we described how Stanley looked like?
Yes.
He has all kinds of colors. So you can imagine how he looks like when he has like tufts of hair coming out of his body, right?
前面的同义词是 widely colored.
Yeah.
记得吗？这里是 multicolored.
Yeah.
都是多重颜色的意思。
It's the same, but wildly more implies that it's like messy. It doesn't make sense. There's no logic behind it. Multicolored can be like anything. It can be like very, like, arranged and very, like, well thought about. But it can also be like chaotic and wildly.
乱乱的一些颜色哈。然后呢到处飞啊 flying everywhere. 一片这个
chaos.
一片 chaos, 混乱的状态。
Suddenly, Mr. Bixley, the school principal, came marching down the hall and shouted orders, Students, to the gym! We are going to put a stop to this! In the gym, Mr. Bixley and Stanley faced each other like cowboys in a western duel. The principal spoke, Heather, come here, tell the truth. Heather moved to the front.To a microphone the AV guy had quickly brought up. Leslie didn't cheat on the test. I lied. Leslie is a good person.
Philip, Jessica, Sarah, tell the truth,
the principal commanded. One by one, the students stepped forward and spoke the truth into the microphone, correcting their gossiping lies. Stanley moaned, grabbed his ear,and cried big green gremlin tears.
Now, Amy, come here. Tell the truth,
Mr. Brixley ordered. Amy stepped up, looked nervous, and then said loudly into the microphone,
"Janie has pretty clothes."
That was all it took. Stanley fell back into the bleachers and moaned so loudly the students held their ears. He did a forward flip, and then just like that, with a loud blip, he vanished, leaving just a puddle of green gossip goo on the gym floor.
"Everybody back to class,"
commanded the good principal. And with that, there was never again another gossip gremlin in Amy's town.
就在这一片混乱的时候，突然间啊，校长大人出现了。
Suddenly, Mr. Bixley, the school principal, came marching down the hall and shouted orders.
好，这个时候 Mr. 叫
Bixley
啊 ，principal 校长。那么休学的校长 ，school principal。P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L.
Yeah, a school principal that is the head of college or university.
好，校长来了。Came marching down. March, 迈着大步走。
Yeah, to walk with big steps, like, as if you are very important, then you march. Then you don't walk, you march.
迈开大步，甩开膀子走。我们说那个长征叫 long march, 是不是啊？走路嘛，大步的走，大踏步的走。走到这个走廊当中 the hall and shouted orders 开始大声地发布命令
Students to the gym We are going to put a stop to this
同学们现在全部到体育馆集合 To the gym
Yeah, the gym is like the big square where you play, I don't know, volleyball or basketball with school
通常是学校的篮球场什么的全部到那儿我们要到那儿去解决这个问题 Going to put a stop to thisPut a stop, 让某事儿结束，我们要结束这荒唐的一幕。
In the gym, Mr. Bixley and Stanley faced each other like cowboys in a western duel.
哇，大家可以想象啊，在一个空旷的体育场里面，两方对阵，一方呢是校长大人，另一方呢是 Stanley. Face each other, 面对面的看着彼此啊，这个阵势已经拉开了。
Yeah, so they were standing like, they were looking both at each other, so they faced each other.
就像 cowboys in a
western duel.
Duel, D-U-E-L, 是双人决斗啊，西部牛仔双人决斗。
Yeah, like a western duel is in like those cowboy movies, in those western movies.
对。
Then like two men, they are angry with each other, and then they are like organizing a sort of fight with guns or like swords or whatever, and that is called a duel.
对, western duel, 啊，就是这种西方式的这种双人决斗。
The principal spoke.
然后,校长发言了。
Heather, come here. Tell the truth.
诶他叫了一个另外的名字。
Heather.
Heather. 啊就 Heather, 你来来来你来这儿你来这儿说一说真相。Tell the truth.
Heather moved to the front, to a microphone the AV guy had quickly brought up.
很可能这个 Heather 就是一名同学。
Yeah, it's just a student.Maybe that student was famous for gossiping a lot.
Yeah. 他呢慢慢地移到了哈前排来 to the microphone, 走到了麦克风前。这个麦克风呢是咱们的音响师叫 AV guy, 叫 audio video.
Yeah, audio visual guy, basically.
Audio visual guy.
Yeah, so the guy who is like managing all the sound producing materials or the video materials in a school.
什么样的 microphone 呢? The AV guy had quickly brought up.
Yeah, so quickly the AV guy comes, oh, here's a microphone.
对,他 brought up, 就是送上来,送上来。他非常快地送上来的这个麦克风,啊,然后 Heather 呢,走到了这个麦克风跟前儿。
Leslie didn't cheat on the test. I lied. Leslie is a good person.
他说 Leslie 这个同学呢没有考试作弊呀 Cheat on the test. 他没考试作弊。我说谎了。Leslie 是一个好人。
Philip, Jessica, Sarah, tell the truth.
在 Heather 说出了事情的真相以后校长继续叫到菲利普杰西卡和 Sarah 一一上台来告知真相 Principal commanded 发布命令道
One by one, the students stepped forward and spoke the truth into the microphone.
同学们是一个接着一个 one by one, 开始啊慢慢的啊走到了这个麦克风前说出了事情的真相并且 correcting their gossiping lines, 纠正了他们在嚼舌根的时候说出的谎言。
Each time, Stanley moaned.
哎呀想想这谎言最后对谁有用啊说出真话以后当然是对 Stanley 有用了。每一次啊 Stanley 听到他们说出真相的时候都会发出一声痛苦的呻吟 moan.
Yeah, to moan. If someone moans, he or she makes a long, low sound because of pain or sadness. It's like, oh no!
或者是那种
something like that, yeah. Moan.
Grabbed his ears, 抓着自己的耳朵
and cried big green gremlin tears.
同时呢流出了绿色的大大的绿色的精灵的眼泪
Now, Amy, come here, tell the truth.
终于校长喊到了 Amy 了也就是 Gremlin 的主人、yeah. 你轮到你了 Amy 到这儿来来说出真相
Mr. Bixley ordered. Amy stepped up.
Step up, 走上前来
Looked nervous, and thenSaid loudly into the microphone.
他看上去呢很紧张然后呢大声地对着麦克风说
Jenny has pretty clothes.
Jenny 的衣服非常漂亮。
That was all it took. Stanley fell back into the bleachers and moaned so loudly the students held their ears.
这个什么意思 That was all it took.
Well, that was all that was needed. That was all that was, like, needed to get rid of Stanley, basically.
所以这就是我们所需要的一切啊，字面意思就是说啊，这就是我们所需要的我们不需要别的这刚才这一发生的一切就是我们所需要的这个时候就见到 Stanley 他现在是后退着 failed back into the bleachers他跌倒在 bleachers.
Yeah, bleachers are like those rows of seats in a gym where people can sit on to watch a game that is like played on in the gym.
就是相当于那个露台上面。
Yeah, it's just like tribune. Like, it's the same word actually.
台子上跌跌撞撞的后退着一下就跌倒在了这个露台上。
And moaned so loudly, the students held their ears.
你看他是大声的哈。非常痛苦的叫着又是 mourned so loudly 同学们呢都 held their ears 都捂住了耳朵听不了这么刺耳的声音
He did a forward flip and then just like that with a loud blip he vanished
好这是一个什么样的情景呢首先他做了一个前空翻 forward flip 刚才做的是后空翻 back flip 这里是前空翻 just like thatThen, just like that, with a loud
blip,
blip, B-L-I-P,
he vanished.
Blip 是
Blip is like a sound, like blip.
一个 bip 的声音。
Yeah.
又是一个象声词。
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, the sound blip, basically. It's like, just like your TV is suddenly like out, like you're watching TV and suddenly blip, the screen goes out.
大家想象一下这种声音吧啊想象一下这个声音吧一个 blip 总是要发点声出来的不然也不能哎但是就在他发这声的时候呢他突然间就消失了 he vanished 啊我们以前曾经学过这个词 vanish 就是一转眼没了
yeah disappear you just stopped existing you just yeah
跟那孙悟空变戏法似的哎一下没了一下就凭空消失了
Leaving just a puddle of green gossip goo on the gym floor. Ew.
哎，能量守恒，他跑哪儿去了呢？他形状不见了，但是他留下了 a puddle of 一滩 a puddle p u d d l e 一滩绿色的 gossip goo 液体
goo. Yeah, that's like sticky and thick.And it's a very, like, dirty feeling, like, like fluid.
像某种实验室里的那种液体。
Yeah, you can imagine where that comes from, like from humans, but like in this case, this is like just like the remaining of like all that gossiping, basically.
一滩绿色的精灵的那种液体 ,in the gym, on the gym floor, 在体育馆的地板上一滩绿色的精灵的眼泪完了它的形体就消失了。
Everybody back to class, commanded the good principal. And with that,
大家现在各回各班。Everybody back to class, commanded, 发号施令了 good principal, 这位好校长下令了。
And with that, there was never again another gossip gremlin in Amy's town.
从此以后 with that, 因为这件事情这小镇呢再也没有出现过其他爱听嚼舌根的小精灵了。
Yeah.
There was never again another gossip gremlin in Amy's town.
So what does that mean? Like, I think...Because everyone got so afraid of the gremlin, they never dared to gossip again, basically.
对，因为大家都被他吓坏了，都知道这个小精灵是专门吃 gossip, 所以呢，他们再也不 gossip, 所以这个小精灵就再也不会出现了。故事到这里就结束了。
Yeah, this story is of course also very metaphorical, I always think, actually, when I read this, because actually you can see that the gremlin,It's like our inner monster that wants to gossip, that wants to like spread mean rumors about people. So gossiping is like making that inner monster bigger and bigger until it comes out.
这个故事哈非常非常有寓意，连成年人都能够听得津津有味的。其实啊，它就是讲了一个很简单的道理啊。Gossiping is only feeding our inner monster. 我们在 gossip 的时候是在喂养内心的小魔怪 or inner gremlins. So don't feed the gremlin in you. 你每一次在 gossip 的时候、
yeah.
你内心的小魔怪就一点一点的长大。
Yeah, because remember, like, the gremlin in the end is so big that he is actually dangerous. I mean, gossip...Like, that can lead to, like, ruining someone's life, basically. Especially, like, gossiping, like, not only in class, but even on the work floor, it happens that people gossip about everyone. Imagine you go to work every day and you know that people are gossiping about you. It's a terrible life, right? You make someone so miserable. So, luckily, the truth, as in this story, is strong enough to defeat gossips.、
Mm.
To defeat...The inner gremlin.
其实这个故事是让每个人去自己去感受的啊。当我们你看被别人 gossip 的时候自己肯定心里很不舒服的。
Yeah.
但是呢我们也可以控制一下自己啊对自己有点要求就不要去 gossip 别人。你看即使就是说你过好自己的日子的同时呢就不要把别人的私事啊拿去做谈资因为这样呢会伤害到别人。
Yeah, and like,I mean, if you think about this and you think, oh, I'm actually a person that gossips a lot, then you can think about why do you need it to gossip so much? Like, do you, like, have, like, a low self-esteem or do you, like, feel bad about yourself about some ways? Because gossiping actually says a lot more about you than the person you're actually gossiping about.
对，因为很多时候的 gossip 都是大家自己编的，其实都是自己编的话，哈。
Yeah, so just like this Amy, like she said, oh, Janie has such ugly clothes, but secretly, she was probably jealous at Janie's clothes.
对，她可能是觉得 Janie 的衣服太好看了，所以呢，在散布谣言说，你看她衣服多丑啊。
Yeah.
是不是？所以你看，小学生、中学生，你看他讲那个学校里发生的故事，其实是有点人之常情的啊。我们在生活当中就不要 feed inner gremlin, gossip gremlin 呢？在西方国家大家都知道是个什么意思 ，gossip gremlin。
Yeah.
所以一说到这个故事，哎呦，大家就会自觉约束自己说，哦，不要去传小话啊，不要去这样过个一时的嘴瘾啊。
Yeah.
怎么样哈
？One truth.Is more than a million lies.
哎，这个说得好。One truth is strong enough to defeat the gremlin for once and for all.
Yeah. Exactly.
真理胜过一百万个谎言，所以不信谣，不造谣，不传谣。
Yeah.
是不是？好，咱们中国的古人也说得很好哈，说什么呢？中国的古人说，静坐常思己过，闲谈莫论人非。说的就是这个 gossip gremlin, don't feed your inner gremlin 的意思。好，感谢大家收听今天的美文故事，有什么感想呢可以发给我们啊。英语 PK 台的公众号呢今天晚上会给大家推送音频和全文本，谢谢秋芷老师，下次见。
See you next time!